This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born October 13th in Chicago, Illinois, our next guest is an actor, comedian, and writer who was a founding member of the famed Upright Citizens Brigade comedy troupe, going on to appear in such films as Semi-Pro, Ted, and The Hangover, as well as his Emmy Award-nominated work on the HBO series Veep. And now you can see him alongside Nick Jonas, David Arquette, and Elizabeth Shue in the new film The Good Half. Please welcome Matt Walsh.
Mr. Matt Walsh, how are you this morning?
Good. Doing good. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, congratulations on The Good Half.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah,
excited.
So we've got it in theaters right now in Kansas City, and it's getting ready to break out across the country.
Yeah, it's through that Fathom Events, and I'm excited that people are getting to see it. It's a very sweet, sweet, funny film. And by golly, I get to play Elizabeth Shue's ex-husband, which isn't bad.
And I've, like every other kid in America, have that huge crush that still lives for Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Well, she's an icon. She was a big deal for a very long time.
She was the best girl next door of all time.
Yeah. And she's really funny and cool.
Yeah. No, isn't it weird, though? It doesn't matter how long you're in the business. There are certain people and personas that you'll meet. And I don't know if you felt this, but like when you meet her, you're like, oh, you. I'm still back in that. I revert back instantly.
Yeah, I think it's the age in which they enter our consciousness. If you're a young man, you know, in your teens or early 20s, I think you're very susceptible to having those lifetime crushes.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I'm all for them, by the way. I love living in that. I really do. We're just talking about Lemmy, you know, like it doesn't matter. I embrace that wholeheartedly, the magic of all that. Of course, he was just a human, but he was different, man. And so I love that. I love the way he made us feel. I in no way want to ever lose that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think you have time to pursue your passions too at that age. So you're all in if it's rock and roll or if it's, you know, movies, whatever you're into, you're just all in sports.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sports, man, when the Big Slick first fired up, I remember you coming out those first few years and being a part of it and playing ball with you and just being just in love with the whole idea, just looking across that field. And we were lucky enough because we knew Gloria Rudd and we were all close that she invited us to be part of it, even though in no way should we have ever been allowed to be on the field with everybody. And it was the most fun to look around and be a part of something, doing something great. But then also look around, you're like, that's Kevin Pollak. That's Matt Cassel. That's George May. That's, you know, you're just looking around everywhere going, Jesus Christ, everybody's here, man.
Yeah, that is a wonderful event. I haven't been back in many years, but it was amazing to see how, like, every year more sort of famous or impressive sports athletes would jump into that thing. And it just grew organically. And it's a fierce, aggressive party, which is probably why I don't go back. People get after it.
Well, dude, you were born for that.
I took a couple years off as I got older.
Well, listen, you were born for that stuff. You were one of the founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade. I mean, you talk about a fierce party. Like, you got to get in and mix it up. And it really does show. Guys who've done improv, and I don't want to get super deep, but, like, I look back at the movies that we love that you've done, the scenes that you were in from Office Space, you know, I'm sorry, not Office Space, I'm sorry, Semi-Pro to The Hangover to Ted. Like, the weirdness in Veep that we saw, where you go, you go, God damn, man. Like you really, you've got that brain, that super good, weird brain.
Well, I grew up doing comedy in Chicago. You know, that's my, like, 10,000 hours. I did improv and sketch, you know, right. here in Chicago and then New York and then in L.A. So that was my trade. So, yeah, I like anything that's funny that I can help make a little funnier.
Well, and you go back to Veep. I was trying to tell Nick, she doesn't have access to HBO now. And I go, listen, you got to go back and watch. I go, because it's funny and sad at the same time.
Can you guys give her a password? Can you share your password with her? What's going on?
Cheap ass company.
But you couldn't have known how weird it was going to get. There was too many. I mean, you were too early on it.
There's like this crazy resurgence right now. Yeah, that there's all these stories being rewritten, how like prescient and prophetic Veep was, and people are finally discovering the show yet again. And I think we were consistently mean and no holds barred. Like, we didn't pull any punches, and then politics has sort of become that, you know?
Yeah.
And it has matched where our show was at for many years. But Veep is completely made up, by the way. It's not, you know, it's complete fiction, but it seems to be coming true.
You didn't have an insider, somebody that used to work on a staff somewhere that was feeding you old stories?
Well, no, they did tons of research, but it's sort of like collect. It was never after a single person. It was never modeled after a single person or a historical person. But yes, they modeled it in the early days. Some of the early, like, Lyndon Johnson stories informed Selina Meyer, you know, the way you can do backroom dealing and bully people. And they took a little bit from everywhere. And every season they would meet, you know, people who ran campaigns for famous presidents or people who were, you know, vice presidents or chiefs of staff. So everything in the show came from reality, but the way it was constructed, it was sort of like fan fiction. Like, if we could create the worst possible characters that we could conjure up from all the things we know, let's put it in a political comedy. And then, you know, lo and behold, it became incarnate.
I'm in a place in my life, honestly, Matt, if you're just trying to show, the great Matt Walsh is with us. And we're talking about The Good Half, the movie. It's here in Kansas City. You can see it. But he also, I think you got really discovered with Veep. And I can either laugh and sit back, open a bottle, and just watch it from 30,000 feet, or I get way too effed up inside over the whole thing. So at this point, I've decided to just go ahead, put the sunglasses on, and watch the mushroom cloud. it's because what else you're gonna do? You vote and then you just gotta let it go. You have to, because it's too much, right? It's too consuming.
It is. I think we're all fatigued with politics. It is kind of true. Like, you do your part, try to be a nice person, get in and vote, help people out when you can, and that's really it. You're right, because it can be overwhelming with the bad news sometimes. It gets overwhelming.
Well, and you keep getting confused with this guy with the same name who's in no way like you. And I was like, oh, that's awful. That's awful, man. Because
do you have a namesake out there that has the same name as you? It's not fun.
I do. Thank God, man. That is so. Tell that. What happened with this? Like, he is God given name is Matt Walsh. He didn't just take your name.
No, I mean, Walshes are like dirt. They're everywhere. So it's a common last name. And he's a blogger who's a very political,
very
conservative,
right-wing,
provocateur. He'll say stuff just to, like, get traction on the various social medias. He's that type of person. So, we're completely different. I don't have that sort of agenda. And I don't engage, but it's, you know, we're just living parallel lives. There's enough room in the world for all of us.
Sure.
It is strange.
Is it shocking, though, that how fast you'll get terrible sayings and messages sent to you, and you're like, did you even bother looking to find out it wasn't me? Like, it is crazy. Forget about which side we believe we're on. Everybody is so shockingly aggressive.
It goes quickly. Yeah, it gets adjusted quickly. In the old days, people thought it was me, and now I think people know, or if someone comes after me and says, why would you say such a stupid thing, then other people will go, that's not him, dummy. It's not the same. So I just sort of sit on the sidelines and the crowd sort of settles it themselves.
Dude, it's so much stuff. Like, again, the stuff like Father Pat, you always, that's the thing I love about you, man, is you always find that character that is right on the cusp of what's acceptable in this world. Like, you know, a priest that tells a guy his mother's not in heaven just genuinely makes me laugh, man. Like, that's just, it's just funny, man. Just genuinely funny stuff.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I got to play with Will Ferrell. I've done a few things with Will, and he's ready to run. You know, he's a brilliant improviser, too. So when you get a funny script and you get a little extra time, you can sort of try to push the boundaries, and lo and behold, sometimes it ends up in the movie.
Oh, I love it, dude. And that's why I'm looking forward to The Good Half, man. It's for those of you guys who are wondering, it's showing in here in Kansas City, the AMC Independence, the B&B Northland, B&B Overland Park, B&B Lee Summit, and then it's going to launch everywhere else. But, man, I'm definitely going to go check it out. And I hope you make it back sometime to the Slick or just through Kansas City, anything, man. You come by and you know, decide to do some improv, whatever. I'd love it, man.
I will. I do some touring now. Yeah, I get out and do some, like, improv tour. So if not the Big Slick, I may get through Kansas City, and I will connect with y'all. I do love going to that town.
Oh, man, I appreciate you waking up this morning and hanging with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, too.
The great Matt Walsh, man. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.